There's a place, I'll just read this to you. This is from Matthew chapter 7. Enter by the narrow gate, for the gate is wide and the way is broad that leads to destruction. And many are those who enter by it. For the gate is small and the way is narrow that leads to life. And few are those who find it. This narrow gate or small gate means you have to become small to pass through it. The whole idea of humility or submission or surrender is part of that. But the Lord gave this word to me was this. He said that God is creating in us, each of us, not just here, but the body of Christ. He's forming the narrow way. Because the scripture says that he set my feet in a large place. This sounds like a contradiction. But only the narrow way empties into a broad, large place in Christ. And there are just some things that you can't. Wood talked about being concerned about people, what they think. Or one of the things the Lord talked to me about this last few days was that we have to be very careful that we don't make decisions in our life and our families to try to fit in, because we're afraid if we don't fit in, we'll miss out. The truth is, trying to fit in always causes you to miss out on the most important things. And that's where the many go. But the few surrender to the narrow way, because it leads to life. And is what we all want to experience, life in its fullness. Isn't that quote the American dream? But the American's dream way of getting there is different. He came, that's his dream, that you and I would have life and have it more abundantly. And there's a way that leads to that. And it's the way of Christ. But you have to be willing to be a part of the few and not always want to belong to the many. And that's sort of a long prophetic word. It sounds like a teaching, but I believe it is a prophetic word. That one of the things that God's doing, particularly in the West, is to teach us the narrow way. Okay?